You're listening to SBS News.
Cha.
22-year-old Noor Tanner is sitting down for a cup of tea and a chat with his father, Mohammed. A family friend living in Australia sent in a refugee sponsorship application on behalf of the family. The application was approved, and the lives of Mohammed, his wife Zargona, and their five children would never be the same again. Mr. Tanner is the first in his family to go to university, but he says that wouldn't have been possible if he'd not listened to his father's advice about grasping the opportunity a new life in Australia provided.
When we grew up in Australia, my dad from day one said, listen, this is Australia. This is your home. And mind you, he was talking to a six-year-old. Go find your own way and go find the right way.
His older sisters have moved out of the family home and had their own children, but Mr. Tanner is still with his parents in the Sydney suburb of Auburn. In the early days after their relocation, his father relied on carpet selling to provide for the family, but it wasn't an easy time. The generosity of neighbours providing food was much needed. At school, Mr. Tanner was sometimes encouraged to do the wrong thing, but he explains that's where cricket came in.
Realistically, what it's done for me is it's changed the way I look at life. You know, coming from where I come from Afghanistan, coming from, you know, the stuff that I've seen at war, growing up in the streets of Auburn, unfortunately at a time, Auburn was known for gangland violence. Cricket was my way out. It was my way of taking my mind out of everything and just finding my happy place.
As Mr. Tanner began to settle in at school and start making progress, it was cricket that also gave him the confidence and belief his life could be a success.
And I remember I was a young kid, I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, and I was playing with adults and I was doing well. It gave me confidence. And the more I started doing that, the more I started realizing how much I love this game, and the more I started realizing how much trouble it's keeping me away from.
Last year, he graduated from Sydney University with a degree in physiotherapy. But despite having that as a career option, he's devoting much of his time to becoming a professional cricketer. He's joined grade side Hawkesbury and is part of the Afghanistan community team currently playing in the Thunder Nation Cup. Tournament organiser Jake Balnave believes a good showing there could help open the door to a spot at the Sydney Thunder's academy.
Opportunities to get involved in our Thunder Academy for the next season going forward, which is where the kind of the next crop of players just below the contracted players kind of ply their trade and showcase their skills. So if Noor, bowls well and gets the opportunity over the next couple of nights to showcase, what he can do out on the pitch, then it's definitely, putting his best foot forward for that opportunity if it arises.
Rashid Khan is the most famous Afghan cricketer in the world right now. Having experienced a similar life growing up in Afghanistan, Noor Tanner says he believes he can also rise to similar heights. That self-belief is far removed from the mindset of a six-year-old who never thought he'd grow up, let alone be pushing for a career in professional sport.
When I was 6 years old, and I still remember this, I did not believe I was going to live until adulthood because of what I was seeing in Afghanistan. But the fact that I've lived till adulthood now, my mentality is I've got to make the most out of every single situation I have in life.
And making the most is something he's done all his life. At school, at university, and now at cricket. Noor Tanner may not end up playing for Afghanistan or Australia, but he'll have done everything in his power to make it possible. John Baldock, SBS News.